Then answered her Eurymachus, the son of Polybus. Daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope, be of good courage. Let not these things vex your mind. The man is not alive, and never will be born, who shall lay hands upon your son Telemachus, so long as I have life and sight on earth. For this I tell you, and it shall be done. Soon the dark blood of such a man shall flow around my spear. Many a time the spoiler of towns, Odysseus, has set me on his knee, put roasted meat into my hands, and given me ready wine. Therefore I hold Telemachus dearest of all mankind. I bid him have no fear of death, at least not from the suitors. Death from the gods can no man shun. So he spoke, cheering her, yet was himself plotting the murder. But she, going to her bright upper chamber, bewailed Odysseus, her dear husband, till on her lids clear-eyed Athena caused a sweet sleep to fall. At evening, the noble swineherd joined Odysseus and his son. Busily they prepared their supper, having killed a yearling pig, and Athena, drawing near, touched with her wand Laertes' son, Odysseus, and made him old once more, and clad him in mean clothes, for fear the swineherd, looking in his face, might know and go and tell the tale to steadfast Penelope, not holding fast the secret in his heart. Now Telemachus first addressed the swineherd, saying, "So, you are come, noble Aeneas. What news, then, in the town? Are the haughty suitors at home again after their ambuscade, or are they watching still for me to pass?" Then swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, "I had no mind to search and question while stumbling through the town. My inclination bade me to tell my message with all speed and hasten home. There overtook me, though, an eager newsman of your crew, a page, who told his story to your mother first. Moreover, this I know, because I saw it. I was already on the road above the town, where stands the hill of Hermes, when I saw a swift ship entering our harbor. A crowd of men were on her. Heavy she was, with shields and double-pointed spears. 'Twas they, I thought, and yet I do not know." As he thus spoke, revered Telemachus smiled, and glancing at his father, shunned the swineherd's eye. Now, ceasing from their labor of laying out the meal, they fell to feasting. There was no lack of appetite for the impartial feast. And after they had stayed desire for drink and food, they turned toward bed and took the gift of sleep.